Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, it's not quite the ultimate Football Friday, because, of course, that happens next week. But it is a Football Friday. Wonderful to be with you from Borgata today. We've got 5 shows and 1 hour left in our show prior to us turning it over to the Super Bowl when it'll happen what is the date? I don't even know.
February 9th.
February 9th. I got to etch that in stone, hopefully. Because, of course, if they
you
lose...
You don't know Saquon's birthday off the top of your head?
No. Wow.
And Cooper DeJean's?
Yep. Yeah. If they lose, it'll be a very forgettable date. But if they win, we'll remember it forever. By the way, I got to... And I'm gonna be sincere on this one. I got to apologize about something.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, every once in a while, somebody will get to me and say, too much. Amy from Villanova, I got a scolding in my text message for my beat the hammer beat down of that guy.
I don't think it was that
she
bad.
Said, she
was
said
pretty,
a little
pretty
much.
In.
She said a little much.
What, he went after his manhood?
Here's what she said. I don't know, but I assume that's what she's referring to. She said, you should step back your victory lap a little bit today. That was too much. You know, I rarely say when you're over the line, but today was a lot. You should acknowledge it on the air.
Oh, so Amy's listening. Amy, let Joe watch the Super Bowl at his family's house.
Please, we're
important.
Begging you.
Okay, yeah. We're begging you.
It
thank
just
you.
Makes I thought the you be- most sense to let yeah. him go anyway. To where traditionally we win.
Yeah, win.
Joe, so. You've been way worse than today. Today
I think
was
so,
I thought was fairly tame
well,
by
we're
your
gonna
standards.
Play and drop of the week so everyone can be the judge.
All right, drop of the week in about 10 minutes. Let's get to Chuck in Mount Airy right now. What's going on, Chuck?
Yo, what's going on? How y'all feeling? Good morning.
Feeling hey, great, Chuck. How do you feel?
Hey, Richie, I feel good, man. Hey, listen, when we going to have that drink together, Richie, down Chickies, I was down there last week, and
yeah.
I didn't see you, man. You know what I mean? I'm starting to think you're starting trying to avoid me.
Yeah, well, yeah, I felt the same way. Is there something? Do we have a beef somehow? You and me?
No, I said,
we're beefing.
He wants to hang out with you.
I would love to. I would love to. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to get a feel for this. That sounds great. Honestly, we should hang out and we can.
Do it.
We should, yeah, I would love to get together.
Love it.
Well, listen.
Talking some Eagles.
I see you when they win the Super Bowl. 9 days. I will see you after that. Hopefully you'll be down there sometime. You make an appearance.
Love it. All right, Chuck, what do you got on our team, man?
I don't got nothing on the team. It's 9 days away. I just want to give a shout-out to all my old-school Eagles fans. Guys like, you know, that blood, you know, that 700-level guy.
Sure.
At the team, when the team wasn't that good, like my Uncle Don, Uncle James, my father, those guys went through the years when the Eagles sucked. And now, you know,
so
they can enjoy this. So in 9 days, all my long life Eagles fans. And the new ones, I love the new ones, the new Eagles fans. You always got room on, we got room on board for you. But this is a shout out to my old school Eagles fans.
Enjoy yeah, well, you know what it really is, Chuck? It's after the Eagles won in 60. Hold on. It's like the mid 60s to the mid 70s. It's brutal. Brutal. All right. Wait. You got to name 37 other people in your family? 37 other people in your family. Go for it.
I'm playing around, Chuck.
James, you relax. Chuck, I'm joking around with you, man. My God. Everybody's so sensitive these days. Good Lord.
Man, I just called up just to give a shout out to my people.
And I like that you did. I'm asking this question. Are we past that?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
You're getting another text message.
Well, I'm going to make a comment about the team.
Honestly, I think this is worse than the beat the hammer thing. Yeah,
no, I got you. All right, Chuck, you know I got nothing but love for you, man. Give me an answer. You can win the Devontae Smith, Kelly Green jersey. What blows your mind, pal?
In 9 days, I want my people out there to enjoy this Super Bowl. Seriously.
Yeah.
Enjoy this, what we about to do, because we about to kick Kansas City's ass.
I like
it. And my answer is not a popular one, but for the life of me, I don't understand why people think that politicians care about them, because they don't.
Well,
they
some do, some don't. That's the bottom line. Some do, some don't. All right, let's go to Andrew right now. Andrew, good morning.
What it do, morning show?
What's up, Andrew?
I usually call on the afternoon show, but I can't get to them today. But my main point today is that we are going to annihilate the Chiefs on the ground. We're taking them to pound towns out in New Orleans.
Well,
I agree with that. It's likely. We will run the football with effectiveness. Yes.
Joe Mixon, James Cook, the Browns, the Steelers, and the Ravens all had over 5 yards per carry. And they're not even one of the best. Maybe the Ravens are the best run team in the league. But I think we're better than all those teams with their offensive line. We're going to make those linebackers get washed up. They're going to overcommit some routes, Saquon's cutback routes, and runs. So he's my guy, Penn State guy. So love him to death. He's going to torch them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a big-time game. We got to check the odds for MVP. I would imagine Mahomes 1 and Hurts 2 just because it's typically quarterback. But I think
it's Mahomes, Barkley, Hurts.
Interesting. So yeah. Saquon over Jalen.
I looked that up earlier, but I'll check it, double check.
I mean, makes some sense. But normally it goes QB.
It is.
And then
it's
what?
Mahomes, Saquon,
Kelsey
Hurts,
4.
Kelsey 4, but there's a huge jump. Like, so Mahomes is plus 110, Saquon's plus 280, Hurts is plus 370, and then it jumps all the way to plus 1800
for
Kelsey. For Kelsey.
Oh,
yeah. Then it's Kelsey, Worthy, Brown, so on and so forth.
Part of what makes it hard for a receiver is anytime he catches the ball, a quarterback's throwing it to him. So it's a credit to both of them, you know. But anyway. All right, Andrew, give me what blows your mind, my man?
One more thing. Shout out Stoops on the sideline, undefeated. And my thing is the Great Pyramids and how they were built and what the mystery goes into that.
Well, that's a great answer as well, how they were built. John, have you ever figured that one out? You're a smart guy. How were they
John.
Built?
Yeah, dude,
they were built by aliens.
You do believe that?
Nailed
well,
it.
No, I don't know. Okay. It seems like there has to be something,
I don't know.
Doesn't it? Tons and tons of those blocks, like that. I can't understand that human beings back then could have done that on their own.
Yeah, I mean it's unfathomable, but
and you got them.
But it happens.
You got them in South America. You got them in Egypt. There's got to be really something is. More going on.
It really is incredible. All right, let's get to Mark. He's calling from downtown. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good, Mark.
All good, buddy.
I want to, first of all, lead off by saying congratulations on beating up on another tomato can today.
So was he not? Obviously, I don't hear. I mean, his 1-for-5, was it a bad 1-for-5? Meaning, were his guesses
not
close?
Yeah, it wasn't like a horrible one. It was just a 1-for-5er.
So when you said, like, Super Bowl history, his answer wasn't Kevin Stocker?
No. It wasn't anything like that. Like, okay. He was just wrong, you know?
Sometimes you get those where, you know, it's really bad.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Tommy McDonald was a good one.
So that being said, you should celebrate. Like it's 1999 every time you beat up on one of them.
I always celebrate, man.
I'm confident that we're going to win the Super Bowl. I have some apprehension. It's got to be a complete team win. You know, Jalen is not going to take us to the Super Bowl win. I don't think we're going to have Saquon Barkley take us, you know, all the way.
Mark, I don't think Jalen has to play exceptional for the Eagles to win. I really don't. I think no. There's a formula here where he often doesn't and they win anyway. And obviously it'll help if he has a game like the other day. But, you know, they can win both ways, I believe.
I think it's got to be complete, though. I mean, every skill player has to be involved.
Here's where I disagree with you entirely, Mark. It's rarely complete. And as a for instance, when the Eagles won in 2017, the defense played bad. Not so-so. Played bad. B-A-D, bad. They made one play in the game. One. Okay? Well, more than one, but you get my point. I mean, Brandon Graham's was the biggest play. But they didn't make a ton of plays.
Well, will those who doubt, after we win this Super Bowl, will those who doubt the quarterback and the coach concede that this quarterback and coach do it?
I don't know. No. I don't know. Probably not.
I guess it depends how
probably
it looks.
Not. Perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps.
Now, if it's a dominant 55-point offensive explosion, that's one thing.
Yeah. All right, Mark, give me what – but I get your point. You want them to play a complete game, and most parts of the team have to play well.
What do they have to do? What do they have to do to really
get
that?
Well, let's not go there. Mark, give me an answer. What blows your mind?
It blows my mind that Keith Richards is still alive.
Yeah, I gotcha. Now, John, we'll get into all that. We got time for that. All right, with that said, let's get to Drop of the Week. Always have some fun on Fridays with Drop of the Week. Hallelujah.
It's the Drop.
Shishesky. Shishesky
of the week.
Did it fall?
All right, Drop of the Week. You know, a lot of guests this week commenting on the NFC Championship victory and obviously moving ahead to the Super Bowl. I'm guessing some of those are in Drop of the Week.
Drop of the Week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Valentine's destination. Seltzer, what are we looking at this week?
All right, let's dive in. You just mentioned it. One of our guests this week, Seth Joyner, he had made waves last week calling a dominant victory over Washington, and boy, was he right. Here was Seth talking a little bit about Joe Witt and what he should do after that win.
I smell fear, Joe Witt Jr. That's what I smell. When a coach comes out and says something like that, John midweek, I smell fear. Because what you didn't want Jalen to do is run the football that helps open up the Saquon.
Sure did.
And opens up everything else. So if he just sits there in that pocket like a scared little duck, it makes your job easier. Take your ass back to D.C.
Love it.
That was good. That's very good. The end made it. You know, the end was the key.
The end was the key part. Exactly. I had to lead into it. All right, let's keep it rolling. We started the week, very first call of the week, our guy Tom in Dover giving us starting the week the right way with an Eagles.
Let's get to Tom in Dover kicking us off. Yo, Tom! That's right, Tommy. That's how you do.
That's how you do in there, Derek.
Very strong.
All right. This is up there with my favorite things for the week. This might win for me. Jordan Davis. We played the audio of Jordan Davis after the game on the field, and just this end part, this last 10 seconds of it, really stood out because Jordan Davis is making it very clear after the win against Washington that they're not done yet.
And it's just the way we go, man. It's the way we go, and it's the way we have to keep going. It got one more. It's one more. It's one more. It's one more. One more. That's all you got to say is one more. John's not finished. We're excited. We're going to savor it, but we got one more to play.
Yeah, that's strong, man.
Strong, man.
For this week, during a bye week in particular, to keep that focus, you know, as he said, obviously, you know, at the end of last game, that's very, very strong.
All right, let's keep it rolling, Joe. You've brought this up before in the past. This year, you brought it up directly to Brandon Graham. And all I know is if they win and they lift Sirianni up off the ground, it's because of this freaking show. Here's the interaction with Brandon Graham.
You may remember when we were kids, NFL Super Bowl winning coaches used to be carried off the field. Coach wins, lift him up, carry him to center midfield, lower him to shake the hand of the opposing coach who's the loser. I am telling you, I think Nick deserves it if you guys win. And I'm just encouraging you to consider it, man, because I think it would be a phenomenal visual, especially with how hard the town was on Nick.
Hey, man, let's go do it.
Let's go do it.
Yeah.
Let's go do it.
I love that.
It would be a great thing if it happened. And not about our show. Nick does deserve it. And I did think, independent of it being an Eagles thing, if it happens this time, it was a cool tradition. I have no idea why it stopped.
Can I ask a dumb question about it?
Yeah.
Would it be like one person carrying, or
no?
Like,
it's
like,
no.
Like,
it's normally two or three.
Okay.
They're normally in between two people, maybe one other supporter.
Okay.
Kind of lurking around to make sure the guy.
They'd be
fall.
Able to do it with Nick, not so much Andy.
Yeah, Andy's a
I don't know. With
deal.
The Eagles' offensive linemen, they might be
sure,
able to
yeah,
do it with anybody.
They can get anybody. Look how easily they lifted up Saquon Barkley.
I know.
So yes, I think pro football linemen, offensive and defensive, can figure out how to do it.
I think they can handle it. All right, let's keep it rolling. Maybe the most awkward yet endearing moment of the show this week was when Joe, at the end of interviewing Nick Sirianni for the last time before he
I didn't know what to. Let me just say this, everyone listening. I did not know how to end the Sirianni interview.
Yeah, clearly.
That's very clear, buddy.
Yeah, all right, so let's hear it.
Here it is, Joe just trying to end the interview.
Hey, Nick, let me tell you this. Again, congratulations on what you've done to this point. You know this, but I'll say it. The town is beyond psyched. And we here with our show, and obviously WIP is a station, and I know I speak for the entire region when I say we truly wish you the best of luck in Super Bowl 59, and I don't know how else to put it other than good luck, and God bless you in the game, Nick.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick, stay well. Have fun out there, and we'll talk to you. Take care, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. James, I don't know what to say at the end
times.
Other than good luck.
Yeah,
I mean,
just go win. Yeah.
That'd be a little declarative. Like, Ruben, would that be a go win, Nick?
Nick, go win.
I think that's probably his goal, too. So he's got it.
I would say so.
Yeah,
right,
you know what you sounded like there at the end when you didn't want to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Like when you're first dating somebody and you don't want to be the one to hang up.
Well, it's just, it's funny. So, and there it is. Yeah, that was pretty good. Really, that was a good line.
Thank you.
It was a good, it's a good line, especially because it's exactly like the perfect way to describe it.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a mess.
All right, let's keep it rolling. We had Jason Kelce talked about who he's rooting for and, you know, very fairly, you know, is going to root for his brother and also the Eagles. Our buddy Patrick in Tabernacle, one of our great callers, had a little fun with Kelce saying, I get it with the brothers, but then this happened.
The importance of my brothers in my life is so incredible. And, like, I don't know where I'd be without them. And when I listen to you guys, that really comes through, man. I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate it, Patrick. Let me ask you a question. If one of your brothers was playing for the Chiefs, who would you root for?
Oh, hell no. Listen. I would never root for my brother.
You're full of it, brother.
That was good. Because he's getting that question from everybody. He's just turning it around. That was well played by him.
Yeah, it was a good job by him and by Patrick. Well done. Speaking of Jason Kelce, two more. And one of them is when Jason Kelce sings Cher on the radio. I feel like we got to play it.
WIP.
You're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe in life after love?
Nah, Jason, it's your song. This is your song.
I can feel something inside me, Dan. I really don't think you're strong enough now.
Bring it, Jason.
How can you not love this song?
It's a banger.
I don't care. If you don't love this song, you're wrong.
You can nail it.
Love it.
You know, I'll tell you this. The longer I've gotten to know him, he really is a free spirit.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
He really is.
Like, I mean, he would absolutely rather come on here and talk about Cher and a song
totally.
Than about sports. Like, in a second.
Yep, I agree with that.
Or he can really sing. Like, he was singing Cher well, and he
dancing.
Knew Cher.
He was into it.
He knew the song. Yeah. Not her, the person. But, yeah, no, he knew it for sure. No question.
All right, one more. This is the famed Amy text. Joe, how mean were you? I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here's the end part that I think is the one Amy is referring to when you went after the caller's manhood.
Hail Caesar Hammer.
Wow.
Well done, Amy.
What are we doing here?
Well done. Yeah! I went Caesar on his ass.
Hold on.
And then he called me Caesar.
That's such a dumb thing to have to say.
That's too bad.
Like,
too bad.
I feel so bad
too
for
bad.
Him.
Too bad.
Oh, it's a bad slogan to be forced into. That was so bossy.
That's too bad for him.
Oh,
he did it all for a hat and a shirt. Well, he won the hat and the shirt, but he lost his manhood. And with that.
Wow. All right, that was a little harsh.
The backstory, if you're just tuning in, I told the guy he'd get the hat and the shirt only if he said Hail Caesar Hammer. And he went there.
You know, that's great.
Smart guy. All right, we got some good choices here. I like that one, but it's not going to win. So
I think it's three options. I think it's Jordan Davis, it's you telling BG to carry Sirianni, and it's you trying to get off the phone with Sirianni.
I think it's the end of Sirianni.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think that's probably
John,
the winner.
John, what do you make of it here?
Oh, man. I don't think it's you dawdling with Coach. That was
look at you calling him Coach now. You're coaching him. Oh, who's dawdling who?
I don't know. I call him Coach.
What does dawdling even mean?
I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, all right, so to waste time, sort of.
Which one do you think it is, John?
Jeez. I liked BG, too.
Right. He's in on it. Ray, what do you think?
Can I vote BG?
You vote for whatever you want. I mean, no. It sounds like it's going to be the end of Nick. But what do you think?
It's the end of Nick. Yeah. It's just too funny.
All right, Devin, that's where you're at?
Yes.
All right, end of Nick. Me and Nick, you know.
It was so awkward.
It's awkward.
You know the scene in Superbad when, oh, my God, Michael Cera's character is, like, walking down the hallway and the girl's walking the same way? And he's like, bye. That's what you were like with him.
All right. Well, score one for me and Sirianni teaming up. Really just me, unfortunately. All right. And there it is with that drop of the week. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Will in South Jersey. Will, what's going on, man?
Yo, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go!
You know it, Will.
Go Birds, man. Can I get a Go Birds, man? We going to the
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Let's go! I remember in the beginning of this season, man, we were really skeptical about a lot of stuff with our three phases. But I'm going to tell you, we showed up the whole season, even though it's been skeptical.
Well, other than September.
Other than September, but I know it was a lot about Nick
That's
Sirianni.
That's the preseason now, Joe.
Right.
I know it was a lot about Nick Sirianni. He's going through this, he's going through that. Man, clap it up for this man. Two Lombardi trophies after 3 years, got to the Super Bowl twice.
Well, appearances. On,
Appearance.
Wow, that is a big difference. Two Lombardi trophies very different than what we've got going on.
Correct.
But yeah, moving forward, it's not to say that that's not in the future.
Yeah, Will, we're not trying to slow your roll down. Just looking for a little accuracy.
Right. Correct. My fault, fellas. But no, seriously, though, man, championship rounds, us going to the Super Bowl. You know, like I said, I'm 31, man. I remember when my grandma was mad when we lost to the Patriots in with McNabb and Tom Brady and them and stuff like that, man. I've been an Eagles fan ever since.
I remember that, too.
And I'm telling you right now, man, I feel no more confident than right now. Chiefs losing, man. Like the lady said, I think she said she will blow them out 14 score points and up. Yeah. I think so, man. The Chiefs don't look good. They don't look good. They haven't covered the spread this whole season.
Probably well, their offense is taking steps back, but they still find ways to win. They do.
Yeah.
Will, give me an answer for what blows your mind, Will.
Oh, man, common courtesy of people nowadays. I don't know what happened to that. It's like
that's a good answer. You're right. That's a good answer. James, do I owe Chuck from Mount Airy an apology?
I think so. You know, he's trying to ratchet up this, like, shout-out to his old-school Eagles fans, and you just stepped all over it.
So if common courtesy was not displayed by me there, Chuck, if you're listening, sir, I do care about you, and I'm sorry if I was rude. I didn't mean to be. I was honestly just trying to joke around, but if I went too far, I apologize. John, the last caller, I forgot exactly the reference, but difference between winning and losing.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I mean this, I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot, John, but you were in two locker rooms where you lost, one that you played in and one that you were an injured player. But what is the half hour, hour like in the locker room after a Super Bowl is lost? What the hell? What is that like?
Yeah, fun memories, right? I mean, yeah great to be asked about it.
So what is
for
it like,
all
John?
Of the joy that accompanies the idea of playing in the Super Bowl, it's your lifelong dream. You never envision the part where it's the wrong color confetti falling and the other side is cheering and rushing out onto the field where they're the happiest they've ever been, and it comes at your cost. It comes at a cost to you and the way that you feel and the way your family feels and the way your city feels. It never goes away. It never gets better. We know it's awful, and you can't fix it. That's the worst part. It's just always going to be.
Wow.
And no matter how hard you work now, you know, you have to hope you get there again to try to redeem it. And that's why those guys who played in 57 will be that much more motivated this time around. I'm so excited to see that. I expect those guys will be playing their best football, because they've been thinking about this opportunity for the last 2 years.
Well, Super Bowl coming up in 9 days. 215-592-9494 for your not-so-early thoughts, but halfway through from last week to this week almost for the game. No mountain high enough. Eagles can scale it. I love those words I just heard. Listen to the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Odyssey app. 94 WIP. Beautiful words. All right, wonderful to be with you as we broadcast from Borgata this weekend. Let's get to the Gotta Door and Window to the Weekend. Take advantage of Gotta Door and Window's big winter sale through the month of February. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GOTTA. You can also visit goguida.com. Well, look, Sixers and Flyers this weekend, obviously, as they always are in the winter months. But, you know, everything's about the Eagles and a little bit of, I mean, I don't want to call it a lull, but I'll just say just more time until the game happens. So I guess this is your weekend. If you've been, like, if your wife's wanted you to do something, you'd be like, nope, it's all football.
The honey-do list?
Yes. I guess this would be the weekend to do it. So, you know, do what you want to do and then just get ready for next. Look, next week, guys, on our program, hopefully it'll be really fun. We certainly anticipate it will be. Obviously, we have a bunch of guests we love having on the show, you know, every day. And we'll try to bring you great coverage next week. Some of the stuff might move around a little bit because obviously some of our guests, including those that sometimes are in studio, are going to be out there in New Orleans. So we got to kind of configure a few things. But we'll also ramp up a couple additional guests that we don't normally get on. Just because it's Super Bowl week. So we'll have some fun with that, and certainly encourage you to tune in when you can. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk to Ida. She's calling us right now. Good morning, Ida.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. Fantastic, Ida.
Yeah, so I have a real answer for your problem.
Oh.
This is how
Joe's problem? This is just Joe's problem?
The problem is you guys do not know how to spell Eagles. You've had all these people calling in. I'm 88, and I know how to spell Eagles. Do you want to know why and how?
Yeah, well, you were there when they were founded, so tell
us. You got it. Well, I remember Randall Cunningham. That's dating me. And Dick Vermeil. That's dating me, too.
But the big I feel like I remember them, too, Ida.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you did. Anyway, I think the Eagles played great last week. They were fabulous.
Yeah.
I live in a community where we have pep rallies, and we really all get together and cheer on the Eagles. And what we figured out, there's one way to spell Eagles, and it's called W-I-N, win.
Wow, I like
that
it.
That shortens it up.
I like it a lot.
Makes it nice and neat.
Now, Ida, let me ask you a question. I'm trying to do the math. So if you're 88, you were how old in 33 when they were founded?
I wasn't born then.
Yeah, that's
you weren't born
bad
yet, so after that.
I was born in 1936.
Well, I'm just trying to figure it out.
I'm
all right.
Trying to figure out whether I can figure it out.
So you were born in 37?
36.
Wow.
My birthday's in September. I'll be 89.
September what?
25th.
That's my birthday.
No way.
Yes. September 25th is my
great
1981.
Great job. Yeah. Ida and Jimmy are
birthday
like
twins.
Oh,
Edas are
God,
like Saquon and Cooper.
Exactly.
God bless
like
you,
that.
Ida. That's great.
Well, Libra people are very smart.
I'll say.
I agree.
Yeah, you guys are very
Let me tell you guys something. Seriously, I do listen to your program every time. I don't have a radio in the house. Every time in the car, I listen to you guys. The station is great. In
Thank
this
you.
World today, it gives you an event you can cheer, just chill out, and you guys make us happy.
Thank you. That's
thank
very
you.
Kind of you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Now, Ida, let me ask you a last question.
Call again.
Seltzer tells me you don't have an answer for what blows my mind. That blows my mind. You got to have an answer. You've been alive 88 years. Come on. What blows your mind?
Vodka.
Ida! Wow. Early entrant for next week's drop
Man.
Of the week, Ida.
Mic drop moment.
Well, we're getting all ready for our pep rally, which we had last year. We had one of the mummers come out. And, you know, people here are elderly, but let me tell you something. We're energetic, and we have fun, and we know how to
Good
celebrate.
Good for you.
Oh, I love that.
God bless you, Ida. Call again
Thanks,
when you
Ida.
Can. What
call
a great
call. Again.
What a call.
We love Ida.
I love that. Let's go to Mo. Mo, that's a hard one to top. Good morning, buddy.
Hello, how
Mo.
Are you?
Mo, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Great show, great show. I enjoy listening to you guys all the time.
It's, Thank
it's
you.
Thanks, buddy.
Wonderful. My biggest question has been throughout this whole season, from the beginning of the season when we acquired Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
And what his daughter said to his dad. Nobody has addressed, have any of you talked to his daughter about all the wins that the Eagles have done?
I have not talked to his daughter.
Now, that to me is a great question. Throughout this whole season, his daughter was, what'd she say? Does that mean
we're going to win more? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So the big question is, I hear everything about the team, and I love the team. I've been listening and dealing with the team since way back when I learned how to throw a ball with Ron Jaworski.
Good for you.
You learned how to throw a ball with Jaws?
That's cool.
Yes, when they were at Westchester.
Yeah.
Nice.
Practicing.
Yeah.
I was in high school and I went up there and I was at the practice facility and I was throwing the ball and he said, no, do this.
That's
wow.
really cool, man.
So he As gave in, you the inside scoop.
That's great.
Right. Throw the thumb down, break the wrist, so it gets more power.
Wow. And then did you apply that to your own football escapades?
Oh, yes. Throughout high school and semi-pro, yes.
Does Jaws know this, that he coached you up and made you a high school and semi-pro star?
I mean, I was just a kid that, you know, he was actually, you know, watching throw.
Good for you, man.
Wow.
That's really
and,
cool.
That's cool.
I enjoyed it because I saw those guys at the Rat and everything else that's up at Westchester and met a lot of the teammates, which was really cool.
Well, you used to have more access. I'll sum it up this way, okay?
Yeah.
You used to have a lot more access to the players after practice than you do now. Let's put it that way.
Oh, definitely.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed that, and that was wonderful and a great feeling.
I'm sure it was. I get it, man.
But you can interact with them.
I remember, Mo, I remember it. I remember doing it as well. I mean, I didn't play catch with the quarterback, but I get it. Mo, give me a great answer. What blows your mind?
Common sense. Nobody has it anymore.
Common sense. Good answer.
It was so cool to be able, like, I remember when I went and I was like 7 and I remember Randall getting down on one knee and still being taller than me. And it was like one of those like moments
sure.
where I'll never forget it. 'Cause it was like, look at this, man.
Well, I'll give you another one. And it's not quite of the same ilk, but this both blows my mind and goes with what we were just talking about. And Ray, you'll remember this well. It wasn't, but like, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, the 76ers were practicing at PCOM. And like they're just out of college, and anybody could just be right there. As like Allen Iverson's just walking in for practice, you could just be right there in the parking lot with Allen Iverson. It was ridiculous.
We actually did it was like the one and only time we did a Sixers training camp, you know, kind of like we did the Eagles. We went there. And it was just like you're at a college. And now you can't even get onto the campus.
No, it's like
over
a fortress now. Yeah.
They have all those statues and no one can see them.
No one sees them at all. All right, let's get to Devin, most famous person you met as a kid. You ever have a thrill as a kid meeting a famous person?
In Philadelphia, I met Andy Reid. He was at like a family dinner that my parents brought me to when I was really little.
Yep.
And I remember it was like a big deal. I was like, that guy's really nice. And he sat and he chatted with us. So like Philly famous, definitely Andy Reid. I don't remember famous.
James, you got the ultimate with Al Pacino.
Yeah.
You
don't, I mean, yeah. And that's hard to top.
And you don't remember it?
I don't remember it at all. My mom talks to me about it all the time.
Wow.
And I don't remember it at all. Like, I met Will Smith when I was young. I remember that. I met Whoopi Goldberg when I was young. That was pretty cool.
How do you meet all these famous people?
So just, I saw them on the street in New York.
Wow.
Yeah. John, what about you? Most famous person you met as a child?
I don't think I met famous people as a child. Although
Mechanicsburg's not bubbling with celebrities.
You met
now.
People that became famous. That's different. Meaning Stacey Williams became famous, but you didn't know she.
True.
You know.
I went to a football camp my first year of football at Shippensburg University. It was called Contact Football Camp. And pros went to this camp. So James Lofton, who you know was a
former
notable
Eagle for
pro
a second.
Wide receiver at that point in time. Yeah, he was at this camp. I remember Joe Jacoby from the Washington Redskins
was
at this camp. Yeah, and this was my first exposure to football. Like I was learning football at this camp. I'd never put pads on before. I had to go to my high school and borrow some pads that seemed like they fit to go and learn football the right way. I thought those were the stars in my world because all I watched was football at that point in time. So all of those pros and most of them were, you know, lesser stars, but they were, you know, kind of there and nice to all these little kids.
It's a big deal. I
get it. Made a big deal. I remember I had a pizza box that was signed by James Lofton that I kept in my room for the next 10 years.
That's awesome. I like that a lot. Yeah. Rhea, what about you as a kid? Famous interaction.
I went to training camp a couple of times. So I remember the first person who ever I got an autograph from was Bill Burgie.
That's great.
And it was really cool. But I did also meet Davy Jones from the Monkees.
Oh, well, it was a big deal for Marsha Brady.
Yes.
And it was a big deal for Rhea
Hughes.
It
really was.
You know what I'm saying? It's a great Brady Bunch episode. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Davy Jones, I like it. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I may be the only one, and this may be an unpopular opinion, but they should not let Brandon Graham play in the Super Bowl. He's been out of the rotation for months. The young Bucks are doing a great job. Leave it be. Leave it be. Bring him along. Put him on a bench. Let him be there for inspiration, but don't play him.
Totally disagree. Couldn't disagree more. Here's all you got to know, my man. Bryce Huff dresses every game and either doesn't play or plays like less than five snaps. I think he's gotten only one snap when the game's competitive this year. He got a couple at the end postseason. He got a couple at the end of last game when the game got out of hand. You play him instead of Bryce Huff. You at least have him ready to go, and I think he would get some snaps. He's not going to probably get a ton. But I certainly would not say let's prioritize Bryce Huff over Brandon.
Well, that guy was right about something. He's the only person who feels that way.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
Both kings sit on a throne, but today Caesar Hammer will go home, strap into his industrial grade bidet, and blast off into the weekend. Congrats on the win today.
That's
the stationary showman strikes again.
The stationary showman.
Wow, I love that. Can you write that one down?
That's good.
The stationary showman.
I'll write it down, but blast off is what hit me more.
I mean, yeah.
You know, and by the way, who thought it would be only one blast off?
I mean,
John, I think you just have to take the L on this picks thing because, just my opinion, but I think it's going to feel really icky if you win the picks thing knowing that the Chiefs were the one who put you over and that we're mourning a Eagles loss at the same time. So just no upside. Don't do it. Go Birds!
I'm with the guy, but that's up to you, John. You got about a week to figure it out.
It's a lose-lose situation.
Well, look, if it's lose-lose, then forget it.
I mean, good.
It's fine with me. Forget it.
James, you notice I just quickly wheeled him into me being the victor? Look, we got a week to figure it out.
Philadelphia, also known as the City of Brotherly Love. New Orleans, also known as the Big Z.
That is really good.
I didn't put that
together.
Solid.
I don't care if my mother was playing for the other team or my clone. Let me explain to you who I would be rooting for. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
And there you go. I like it. What do we got, one more, James? That's it. With that, time's yours. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get to our Twitter poll question of the day, and all of us take a stab from our own standpoint who we would vote for. So Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet would like to wish the Birds the best of luck. Together, let's drive for touchdown after touchdown, at least on offense in the game. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question: who is the Eagles' defensive MVP? James Seltzer, who is it? Is it Bourne or is it Carter this year?
I think it's Jalen Carter.
Okay. Devin, what do you got?
I think it's Zach Bourne.
Okay, 1-1. Rhea?
Jalen Carter.
2-1. I am also Jalen Carter. 3-1. John Ritchie?
Man. I feel like Jalen Carter could win this thing every year for the next 10 years.
But that's not supposed to be the voting
I understand
reason.
Zach Bond was an all-pro in his first year starting as a linebacker. I'm going to give it to Zach Bond.
And Jalen Carter should have been an all-pro.
Well, he was second-team all-pro.
Should have been first team.
I agree with that.
All right, so we're 3-2 Jalen Carter amongst our group. John, how do you think people voted on Twitter?
I think Jalen Carter probably wins 70%.
Zach Bond, 63.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, that's good. He deserves it.
Yeah, I think his success is more visible, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Jalen Carter's it doesn't show up as much in the numbers.
Yeah, he makes more tackles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get it. But, you know, I do think Jalen Carter's a little bit better, but they're both phenomenal. Let's talk to Will in Northeast Philadelphia. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Voltron. How y'all doing today?
Super, Will.
Always better when we're talking to you, Will.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. I'll be missing you guys, man. Listen, man, like I've been saying, I think, like, this was a destiny run, man. It was like everything just panned out the way that it was supposed to. We picked up the right players. Everybody is locked in. And like I keep saying, man, it ain't the physical, it's the mentally locked in. That's what's making us the best team right now. We've been mentally locked in ever since we came off that bye week, and it haven't stopped. And guess what? Sirianni, he's owed big credit to that. I just think, like, our run is here. It's either now or, you know, it ain't no next year. It's everything right now. We all in, baby.
Well, there is next year, but they have a great chance this year. And we know
that's the beauty of it.
You want to get it done while you can.
It's this year. I'm so excited to enjoy this in the here and now. But this team is pretty set up. And I know I don't want to put the cart before the horse, and I'm not going to. But Howie has done us so much, so much in terms of setting us up for the future.
So Eagles, in terms of just snaps taken by players, were the second youngest team in the NFL today.
That's great.
How about that?
Love it. Will, I need an answer from you. You can win the Devontae Smith, Kelly Green jersey. What blows your mind?
That Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback that's been under four different coordinators. And we went back-to-back on Super Bowls and NFC Championships.
I got it, my man. I like it. His success, awesome. Obviously, with a lot of change. All right. We've had a lot of big answers today for what blows your mind. Again, a Devontae Kelly Green jersey on the line. So, we've had the chainsaw with childbirth. James, do we have that
Apparently it's true. I didn't look it up. I had someone text me.
80% of the ocean unexplored. The hummingbird, do we have that verified?
I looked it up. It's true, up to 200 beats per second.
Wow. Not beats, but flaps.
Flaps,
right?
So, you know, yes, yeah. Flaps per second.
All right, we have that the dinosaurs, was 165 years ago?
It was that they were around for 165 million years. Yes.
It was it that they reigned for that long?
Yeah, I think it was comparative. He said humans have been around for 200,000, dinosaurs have been were around for 165
okay.
million.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, Bryce said the concept of time. I mean, he might be taking too much.
He changed it to the guillotine, though, right?
Fair enough. Because the dinosaurs was kind of time and how the pyramids were built. All right. Let's quickly, and I emphasize quickly, vote. John, your vote.
Jeez. Can I do the pyramids?
You can. Devin, your vote.
The dinosaurs.
Okay. Rhea.
Pyramids.
Seltzer.
The hummingbird.
I'm the hummingbird, too. So we have two hummingbirds and we have two pyramids. Who voted elsewhere?
Devin.
I'm going pyramids.
Pyramids it is.
The wrong answer, Devin.
Congratulations to Andrew. Andrew, you have won, sir, a Devontae Smith Kelly Green jersey.